and that you're much closer than you tend to think. And all of that is based on the hard fact that you are. It isn't some idealistic, hopeful attitude on my part. I'm not that type of guy. Those who know me know that. It's because I see you. And if you could see with my eyes, you would see it too. And my whole purpose is to encourage you to let your eyes become more like how mine have become. Not because mine are better than yours, but because everyone has the same potential to see more clearly. You're always shining. You're always radiant. You're always love itself. You're always wisdom embodied. And I don't give a flying yahoo what you think. Until you see that more for yourself, as much in yourself as in other people, then you'll continue to argue with me that something's wrong, or I don't have this enough, or this isn't working for me yet, how do I fix it, or whatever. And I'll play that game with you because that's in my job description. But don't for a moment think that I'm in any way deluded about who and what you are. If you don't agree with me, then my contention is you're deluded. If you don't agree with that point, not every word I say, but that one point, if you don't see that you are radiant consciousness and that you are a sacred being, no less and no more part of the divine than anything and everything else, if you don't see that, if you don't know that, then just understand that that's all I'm trying to do, is help you, get you to see that and know that. For the simple reason, and for no other reason, then I can't help seeing that and knowing that anymore. I don't have the ability to shut it off anymore. It's been taken away. Please God that it be taken away from you too. And it's completely possible, and it's not far away, and it's likely for most of you in your lifetime. So you can keep listening to your own inner dialogue that says, I need more of this and less of that, and here's what's wrong and here's what needs improving. And see where that gets you. Or you can listen to me. And just a little more consider the possibility that God doesn't make mistakes, existence doesn't mess up, and you are an expression, no matter what you think, you are an expression of perfection itself.